With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. The ground near Snowmass Village, where scientists uncovered thousands of Ice Age fossils, may now be covered in ice and snow, but research on the finds hasn't cooled. A temporary exhibit on the evolution of elephants opens today at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. It includes discoveries from the Snowmass dig that started in October of 2010. CPR's Anna Pinoco spoke with Ian Miller, curator of paleontology at the museum, and one of the leaders of the Snowmastodon project.
We contract with these temporary exhibits, you know, years in advance. And actually, we discovered Snowmass after we already knew that this exhibit was coming. And so it was just an incredibly fortuitous circumstance. And we often, with many of these traveling exhibits, really enhance them with our own stuff. And so we're putting a DM&S stamp on this one. And a big, big part of that are a lot of these Snowmass fossils.
What is happening right now to many of the fossils dug up near Snowmass?
Most of the fossils are here at the museum, and we're in the process of really going through that the work to preserve them. So you have to do the curation and get them all cataloged and stuff like that. But then they're available for research, and we've got a team of scientists that is about 45 strong now. They're from all over the world, and they're focused just on this project. And so there's lots of people that are coming in, flying in, and working on the fossils here, or we loan them specific fossils if they need to work on them in their lab or do some kind of special technique on them. That's sort of where we are, and we're in the midst of really some amazing discovery. Even though the digging isn't happening, the science is in full swing.
Anything you can talk about already in terms of what's come out of this?
Well, I can say that there's a couple of things that we're putting a lot of energy into. One is understanding exactly how old the sediments are. So we want to understand how time is distributed through this ancient lake. So this lake forms about 130,000 years ago, and it fills up to 40,000 years ago. And so we've got this unbelievable record of 90,000 years in the High Rockies. And we want to understand how time is distributed through that. So that's a big part of the effort. And then what we do is overlay all the different fossil information on that time so that we can look how the ecosystem changed, the frequency and intensity of fires. So we're looking at charcoal through the section, how the plants came and went based on climate change and what those plants were. And then there's also specific projects like how all the animals ended up there.
Well, it's been more than 2 years since that first mammoth tusk was discovered. Is there still anything happening at the dig site near Snowmass?
No, it's all filled in now. So the dam is finished and the reservoir is filled. And one of the amazing things that that happened was that the Snowmass Water and Sanitation District actually built a road to the bottom of the reservoir. And so there is an outside chance that someday we may drain this lake and go back and take another sort of piece of the pie, if you will. The town of Snowmass Village, with a group of people that are, they're called the Tusk Force as opposed to the Task Force, and they're trying to figure out how to take economic and educational advantage of the discovery in their local community. And so we're working with them to figure out what the next steps are on that front.
You mentioned that scientists from all over the world have been involved in this project and are still involved. Is there some kind of long-term plan for how long the research will go on, or is that sort of a day-by-day thing?
Well, we hope that the research will go on forever, and so you could, we like to think of the site up there in Snowmass as a time capsule from this period of 130 to 40,000 years ago, and we really only dug 10% of it out of the ground, and so we're really focused on that 10%, and that 10% is gargantuan. So, you know, 6,000 giant mammoth and mastodon and bison and ground sloth bones. And then there's all these tiny bones. There's more than 18,000 tiger salamander bones alone from the site already. So it's pretty incredible. But the science is really focused on trying to understand and describe that initial discovery. And then after that, it's going to be, you know, anybody can work on it. So if you wanted to, if you're really interested in climate change in the Rockies and between that, you know, 130 and 40,000 years ago, you could go up there and drill the lake and get a nice, beautiful sediment core. We have six of those already, and we'll do a lot of work on those. But there may be a graduate student who wants to do that a few years down the road. So our hope is that this is just the tip of the iceberg and that this first scientific effort will engender all kinds of different science directions that we can't necessarily anticipate right now.
Ian Miller is curator of paleontology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.